Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mike Gorey, who's CEO with Propex. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good to be with you. I've been wanting to meet you for a long time. You've been at the helm at Propex for a little over a year now. You came in, your background, I guess, is from Bridgestone. Everybody said when they announced you that you were somewhat of a turnaround guy. And so appreciate you spending time with us and our audience. If you would, just give us a little quick background on where you come from.
Well, I'm originally from Akron, Ohio, and have had a 25-year career with Bridgestone. Second-generation Firestone guy. Overall, 33 years in the business world. And at Bridgestone, most every assignment I had was a turnaround kind of assignment. Everything from taking a plant that was on the verge of closing and turning it around into a separate business unit. And my last assignment there was to take the consumer tire business, which had lost money since the merger for 23 years consecutively, and turn it around and put it in profit position in the last year I was there.
Okay, and now you find yourself in basically, I guess you'd call it the industrial textiles business. So you're coming in as a business strategist. I think probably for the sake of our audience, I should remind people that Propex, when you start thinking of the flooring business, got its name started as Amoco, as the industry was moving away from jute backing into synthetic backing. Amoco was the leader in that area. Amoco eventually bought parts of synthetic industries. You're now called Propex because you're no longer part of the big oil company that became BP. So you found yourself in many businesses, one of which still is carpet backing. That's why I wanted to talk to you. There was an article in the paper recently in Chattanooga that talks about where you were headed, so it's a perfect opening for a strategy discussion around where the flooring industry is strategically for Propex. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, obviously, the carpet business is a big part of our heritage here. Our technology innovation has been very strong, as you know, over the years of introducing revolutionary new products. And just like the carpet industry has done, with diversification away from carpeting, we're obviously diversifying in other businesses, in infrastructure in particular, and we also have a specialty products group. But carpeting, obviously a big part of our future. We have a number of new products that are out there that are very successful so far, and we anticipate that that's going to be a growth part of our overall business.
All right, so if you talk about Propex and you start talking about your buckets, I know you're in the geosynthetic business, which is soil stabilization, erosion control. You're in concrete reinforcement. You're in house insulation. You've got this curve product that is used in the luggage business. So very diverse, most of it textile-based. One of the things that's happened in the last 6 years are the three largest carpet producers that produce over 80% of the carpet have backwards integrated. Some of them have been in the business for a long time. So Shaw bought the old synthetic industries backing plant in Chickamauga, Georgia. That's enough capacity for them to make all the backing they need. Mohawk has done the same, and Beaulieu has always made a large percentage of their own backing. So your approach to the business is to come up with innovative products that they might not necessarily be able to make themselves, right?
That's correct. And I think the best example of that is our new polyester backing that we've developed out of our German facility. And we have quite a bit of interest in our current customer base as well as some other prospects that we have out there.
And actually, let's talk about that for a minute. You're based in Chattanooga, Tennessee, but you have a big plant, I know, down in South Georgia. You have manufacturing all over the world, don't you?
Yes, we've got 8 manufacturing locations. One in Germany, one in Hungary, we've got one in Brazil, and one in Mexico. And then we have the 4 plants here in the U.S., 3 in Georgia, and 1 right here in Chattanooga.
Just talking about the innovation and the backing, let's focus on that for a minute. You have a new product called Isis, which is a woven polyester product that takes care of some of the issues around pattern definition. And you also have, I think, a new lightweight primary. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes, we've introduced a new lightweight primary backing, and it's been responsible for helping us bring more jobs to Hazelhurst and take it from a stabilized organization to one that's now preparing to grow.
So Hazelhurst is one of your biggest plants, and that's down in South Georgia, right?
Yes, that's 1.1 million square foot facility, and it's running at about 60% capacity. So we have quite a bit of upside available to us.
So as you've mentioned, this is a strategic business for you. You're going to try to capture share through innovation. Talk a little bit about your process for trying to identify and fill unmet needs in the backing business?
Well, there's quite a few other players in the carpet business, and there's a number of them growing in their sectors. But probably the biggest movement is in the commercial movement, and certainly the polyester backing fits very nicely into the new commercial products, the squares. And so we're having quite a bit of success in that modular carpet arena, which is the fastest category in soft surface. One of the focuses for us as an organization has been to get more market-centric. And our R&D effort has been positioning itself to be more responsive to the customer needs. And so Derek and his team, as well as our group in Germany, have been working very hard at coming up with products that are going to be meeting those needs of the customers in the carpet business, as well as in the geotextile business.
Okay, so what's your outlook? When I get with CEOs, I always like to talk about what their outlook is. Obviously, the housing market has had a very detrimental effect to the carpet industry. What's your crystal ball telling you about what the market's going to do?
Well, I think there's quite a bit of pent-up demand domestically and globally in the residential sector, and we see that there'll be continued growth there. We also see that the multifamily population is continuing to grow. So fundamental demographics are going to drive more need for carpet products.
Great, Mike. It's good to spend time with you again. We've been talking to Mike Gorey, who is the CEO with Propex, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.